A young woman named Vienna Tang graduated from Stanford University in the year 2000, and like many of her classmates, took a job as a computer engineer in Silicon Valley. Last spring, she quit her day job. She now lives in San Francisco, where she's fulfilling her dream to become a professional singer, songwriter, and pianist. These days, Vienna Tang plays at clubs and bookstores around the country, introducing her debut CD, Waking Hour.
Soon, love, soon. Soon, love, soon.
There'll be a fire burning in the temple of our peace.
Soon, love, soon.
There'll be a soaring voice for a silent plea.
Soon, love, soon.
We will hold a broken circle and begin to pray.
Soon, love, soon.
We will find the black and white in the gray.
The 24-year-old Vienna Tang once wanted to become a doctor, but she's happy now that she made the brave move to music.
There were a lot of factors that factored into my decision to turn away from medicine. One of them was actually because I realized that I really loved music and I loved writing and performing music. And computer science was sort of a way to counterbalance that very artistic, sort of fuzzy interest, because I needed something more concrete, something that I could build and say it was right or wrong.
For those who have never heard you, what song do you think is the best introduction to you on this CD?
It's the song Gravity, which is the third song on the CD. That's sort of maybe a microcosm of all the songs that I tried to write in terms of the lyrical message and in terms of the kind of musical influences that I have.
Elaborate a little bit. What's the message and what are the influences?
The story is written actually from the point of view of one of my friends who was in a broken relationship, and he was trapped in the cycle of trying to fix it. As an observer, I was getting frustrated, but then I decided if I looked through his eyes, maybe I would be able to understand and try to capture a bit of the passion and the frustration that he was going through. In terms of the music, it's been a long time since I've felt sincerity in a lot of popular music, and so I tried to do something a little more original with it and incorporated a bit of my classical background into it as well.
You started playing, you played when you were a child, right?
I took a piano lesson starting at the age of 5, took them pretty much through high school. Apparently that was my idea. I know that it's pretty common for kids to be shoved into piano lessons, but my parents, I think, caught me trying out the piano at all these different friends' houses that we went to, and so they asked me if I wanted lessons, and I said yes, and they really didn't have to nag me after that.
Yeah. Listening to the piano, for example, and I think I've got the right song that I'm thinking of, Drought. It's slow. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of piano on that.
Summer, move forward and stitch me the fabric of fall.
I read that your metaphors tend to run toward the natural. You've been influenced a lot by Robert Frost. Tell us about the song. What is it about?
It's about writer's block.
When
I have a problem, like, I'm feeling down or I can't write a song. It's such a trite thing in a way that it's difficult to write about directly. And so what I end up doing is something that I describe as looking at the point of the song, the meaning of the song, and then painting what I see in my peripheral vision. Because in the peripheral vision are all the metaphors, are all the images, and that's where I look for things to put in the lyrics. And so Drought conjures a lot of images of the dryness of summer and the wanting the coming of rain.
dust of dried up hopes in my mouth, and the landscape of Mary and desperate drought. How much longer, dear angels, come break me with ice? Let the water of calm trickle over my doubt.
The song "Say Uncle," a very poignant song.
Well, thank you. It's the oldest song of mine. I wrote that when I was 16 years old, when I was in high school. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I actually wasn't entirely clear what the expression "cry uncle" meant. But I knew that it was an expression of pain. Mm. It was an expression of not being able to stand something anymore. And I sort of felt that that was what my family was going through when my uncle passed away, which is what the song is about.
Ah. 16 years old, though, when you wrote it.
Yeah, because that was when it happened. My father's oldest brother died of a heart attack, died in my aunt's arms one morning. And I was called out of class to be given the news. And then I couldn't go to the funeral, so the only way I could really deal with coming to grips with what had happened was to go to the piano, basically.
These days everyone cries, say uncle. They want to touch your spirit. For this your sons and widow gather with us at the table to form a healing circle for our new demise. These days everyone cries, say uncle. I retrieve the memories quickly as I can and add them to the portrait we all draw. Body gone, we shall keep the man.
The music takes on another influence in the song that you write called Unwritten Letter Number One. I mean, this is mm-hmm. a fiery tango, and it reminds me of what, I don't know, a breakup. And you, the therapists always say, write down in a letter what you would say to that guy, that lover who left you, and then burn it. Is this something like that?
It's actually a love affair that never happened, so my heart got broken before we even got into anything.
Sharpest place near lovers meet. I feel the grasp of your hands still.
I wrote a lot of letters to him that I never sent, obviously, and this was pretty much the first one. And I actually wrote it all down. It was very cathartic, you know, very therapeutic. And then I looked at it and I thought, well, you know, this is all very whiny and it's got no positive energy to it. So I thought I should turn to the music for that. And I tried to go out of the box a bit and make it into a tango or something, to be a little more tongue-in-cheek, to make light of the pain I was going through.
Never groped for a connection, never hoped for more affection.
Whiny doesn't begin to describe it. There is, I mean, actual wailing at the end of the
right.
Now, you've been playing in bookstore, coffee shops, apparently. There's a couple who cemented their relationship over your music and, what, Mochaccino?
Right, basically. I guess I'm more of a coffee shop artist than a bar artist. I sell cappuccinos better than I sell alcohol, I guess.
Oh, I wonder why that is. I mean, who's coming in to see you and buy that cappuccino? Who's your audience?
Well, there's actually a diverse group of people. I found that, yeah, people in their 50s, people who have families, as well as people my age in their 20s, down to my 13-year-old sister. All of her friends apparently love the CD as well, so wow. I guess there's something in it for everybody.
Fascinating. You are a second-generation
your parents are from China. You're Chinese American. How did your parents react to the idea of your decision to pursue a musical career as opposed to the living you could make with your computer science degree?
They take a very broad view, and in a way a very American view, of what I should do with my life. They've always believed that I should find what my passions are and pursue that, and never to waver from that. Of course, they, you know, have practical considerations also. They hope that I can make a living, that I am always true to myself in terms of, you know, my integrity and all that. And I've assured them that music is certainly a good way for me to do all of those things.
Are you perceived as an Asian American artist? I mean, and didn't you do a tour once, the Asian American music tour?
There was actually an Asian American tour, a songwriter showcase, and I was featured on one of the performances, because the tour stopped in many different cities, and in each city they had a local performer. And so for San Jose, where I was living at the time, I was the featured performer for that. But I think on the whole, I wouldn't consider myself primarily an Asian American artist. I don't think I write exclusively about things that are pertinent to Asian Americans. I would like to think that my message is more universal. In terms of being marketed as an Asian American artist, I don't really know what there would be necessarily. I think that I'm more an American artist more than anything.
Vienna Tang. Her debut CD is called Waking Hour. It's on Vert Records. She spoke with us from member station KQED in San Francisco. Vienna, a real pleasure.
Thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you.
But it's dark and it's late, so I'll hold you and wait till your frightened eyes do close. And I hope that you know that nature is so. The same rain that draws you near me falls on rivers and land, on forests and sand, makes the beautiful world that you'll see in the morning. Everything's fine in the morning. The rain will be gone in the morning, but you'll still be here in the morning.